This morning, breakfast, our main story is we're looking at why two-thirds of us admit avoiding disabled people because they don't know how to act around them. It's according to a new survey. So how does it feel to have a disability and see that you're being treated differently from everyone else? Sandra Wheatley is a former nurse from Newton Aycliffe and has multiple sclerosis. She says she's acquired all kinds of knowledge about prejudice and ill feeling towards disabled people since she started using a wheelchair.
I think when I was upright and mobile, people would see me as me in that I had a job. I was a professional person, obviously. My part in society, my part in what I was doing in the world was there much like anybody else. When I started to be ill and needed to change how I got around, I discovered that once you start to use a wheelchair, you lose eye contact with people, and so you can become invisible. And people will walk into the wheelchair, they will look disparagingly at me if I'm out and about because I'm taking up space and I might have knocked the back of their legs or had to pull their coattails to ask to be past them. And certainly people's attitude changes that once being seen as a professional, capable person, now I'm seen as somebody who needs help, and if anybody is with me, they are often addressed before I am because I obviously can't talk anymore.
So how do people react when confronted with Sandra and a wheelchair?
The classic was being out with my brother getting a cup of coffee in a well-known department store, and I was ahead of him. I had the coffee on my lap. I went to the checkout. Checkout guy asked my brother what it was. I told him it was two cups of coffee. The checkout guy told my brother how much it was. I gave the checkout guy the money, and he was going to give the change to my brother. And I actually sat in front of him and waved and said, "Here I am. This is me, not him. I've bought him the coffee and I actually drove him here." Just blank expression.
And if you think that's bad?
When I'm out shopping, really, I remember coming out of a door, a shop door, and a lady walked in front of me, almost walked into the wheelchair and looked at me and she said, "People like you shouldn't be out," and walked on. What do you do with an attitude like that, really?
What can you do? Well, naturally, such instances are hurtful, but Sandra Wheatley says disabled people mustn't allow themselves to be marginalised by such attitudes.
It can diminish you because you just think, well, you know, I might be seen as disabled by nature of my wheelchair, but I'm still a person and my feelings haven't been disabled. If you cut me, I still bleed and I still get hurt and upset, the same as anybody else does. But I think you have to take on another attitude to it, to think, well, you know, your attitude's not ever so good towards me, but I'm not going to match that with a bad attitude. But what I can do is show you, in some way, if possible, that I can still function, I can still have a part to play in society, and I'm not one of these scroungers.
So if you're nervous around people with a disability, what should you do? Sandra has this advice.
I think probably it's the same old answer to a lot of things. Put yourself in that position and think, how would I feel in that position? Would I want to be spoken to? Would I want to be approached? Would I want to be asked how I am or what I might be doing, that just like anybody else?
I'd like to hear from you this morning. Have you ever felt uncomfortable around someone with a disability? Would you feel nervous talking to someone who has, for example, a guide dog who was in a wheelchair? You can call the following number right now. The lines are open.